بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: تعس عبد الدينار والدرهم والقطيفة والخميصة، إن أعطي رضي وإن لم يعط لم يرضى. رواه البخاري. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه reads that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: May the slave of the dinar and the dirham and the velvet cloak or cloth and the silk garment be destroyed. If he is given, he is pleased. And if he is not given, he is displeased. Dirham has been mentioned, dinar, qatifa. Qatifa was a very elegant velvet cloth that people used to wear as a shawl. Very expensive. And khamisa referred to a silk garment. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who becomes a slave of these things, in other words, he becomes so, he develops excessive love for the luxuries of this world, the monies of this world. Such a person now becomes negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's engrossed in accumulating and attaining this, the wealth of this world only. As we mentioned so many times already, that a person has to attain halal in this world, he has to get halal to survive, and there's nothing wrong in that. Here we're talking of the person becoming a slave of these things, as though these things, dinar, dirham, has become his master. So he has given preference to these things over his deen, over worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the person does not even bother whether the source of his income is halal, haram. He will cheat, he will deceive people, he will lie, he will be involved in theft, in fraud, and so many other things. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, may such a person be cursed, ta'isa. And then Rasulullah sallam explained, in u'tiya radiya, such a person, if he's given material things of this world, he becomes very happy. But the moment he is not given, he becomes sad. He becomes angry, he becomes displeased. So this is the meaning of this hadith, that a person becomes completely consumed by dunya and now he begins to disobey Allah Ta'ala's laws. Then he is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, لا بأس بالغنى لمن اتقى الله عز وجل. Rasul has mentioned there is no harm when a person attains wealth. Which person? That person who fears Allah Rabbul Izzat. He will make sure he gets it from halal source. His income is halal. He will spend it correctly. He will not be a bakhil. He will not mise with his wealth. He will spend it on the right causes of deen. And he will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not make him negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. He will not become such that he becomes lazy towards his salah. He will not delay his salah because he's busy in his shop or his factory. So when a person has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously that wealth will become a means of benefit for deen, for himself and for others. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال لقد رأيت سبعين من أهل صفا. Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that I saw 70 people of the Sufa. Sufa was a platform in the back of the Masjid of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were such Sahaba who were extremely poor and they were from out of Medina and they had no family or any means of survival or livelihood. So they would remain on this platform and whatever Rasulullah would acquire, then he would share with them. So sometimes they just get a few dates, sometimes some milk, whatever it was. So these people had no family in Medina to support them, to look after them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept them on this platform. We call this As-Suffa. So the people of Suffa were known as Ashabu Suffa or Ahlu Suffa. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I saw 70 of them. And he explains the condition of the clothing. He says, مَا مِنْهُمْ رَجُلٌ عَلَيْهِ لِدَاءٌ. Not a single person had a full garment. Full garment means an upper garment and a lower garment. Like how we have an izar, a trouser, and we have a kurta or a shirt on top. Not a single one of them had one complete garment. Either imma izarun or imma kisaun. Either he had just the lower garment, the loincloth, or just an upper garment. That's all. قد ربطوا في أعناقهم which they tied around their necks. It's a piece of material and just around their necks. And he says, فَمِنْهَا مَا يَبْلُغُ نِصْفَ السَّاقِينَ. So there's one cloth which they tied around their necks. Some of them, if they had a long cloth, it just reached just above the calves. Or saqin, the shins. وَمِنْهَا مَا يَبْلُغُ الْكَعْبَيْنَ. And some just reaching the calves. فَيَجْمَعُهُ بِيَدِهِ كَرَاهِيَةَ أَن تُرَعُوا رَقُهُ رَوَهُ بُخَارِي. So these sahaba who had just this one piece of garment, they would hold it together, they would gather it with their hands, fearing that the private parts must not become exposed. Hardly any garment they had. This was the clothing. Can you imagine what food they had then? So the Ashabu Sufa were these people who lived on this raised platform in the Masjid of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were poverty stricken, and this was the condition. This was, they chose a simple life and they suppressed the desires. Why? They wanted to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat to acquire halal rozi, spend it in the right causes, and not to become consumed by the dunya and the love of this world. And as mentioned the Adri, we should share it with those who are in need, the needy ones, the poor, the orphans, the widows, and all good causes of deen. If a person has got wealth, of course there is no guna in having wealth, as long as he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not become greedy and consumed by the material things of this world. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله.